This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. I'm Sarah Bivens and hanging out with me is my delicious husband Matthew.
Delicious.
Yeah, I went with delicious today. It's a great day for you.
All right, so we got to do this one real fast then.
We do? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you said I'm delicious.
Right, so right.
Yeah. Maya's
baby
down.
Making practice.
We gotta go practice.
Yes.
So
we know what we're doing.
All right. Great episode. Let's go.
All right. Bye. So funny.
What are we talking about today?
Wow. What are we talking about today? Well, we're talking about, there's some backstory.
Yeah.
A little preface.
I'll kick it off, actually.
Okay.
Because I know what we're talking about. It was sort of like the magic
you're
TV magic
thing.
Yeah, I was pitching it to
you.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, so the backstory is yesterday. Oh no, we got to go even further back. Oh wait, this is the Doing It at Home podcast. Everybody here knows that we did it at home.
Yep, that's kind of the idea.
Wow. What they don't know though is that my mom was filming Maya's birth on her iPhone. Right, like she was right up there, like all up in your business. Inches
yes.
away when Maya came out in the splash zone.
Yeah, she had a VIP seat for sure.
She did. And we hadn't seen that footage yet.
We had not.
So we'd gone 7 months without seeing those videos or those photos. And yesterday when my mom was over, we finally downloaded the pictures and the videos. And we watched them. And holy crap. Those videos, man.
Oh,
those videos
so
were amazing.
Awesome.
We were in tears. We were just...
Yeah, just both sitting on the floor.
That's my baby
blubbering.
Girl. That's my baby girl.
Oh, it's beautiful, though.
Oh, it was amazing. And so, I know for me, it just put me back in that space. And I was just reminded of how freaking powerful you were as a woman.
Thank you.
Just graceful and calm and... raw and strong and bold and courageous. And I was just, I was once again put in a space of awe and reverence and like, wow, women are just, y'all are amazing.
We are. I completely agree with you.
Yeah. And it got us talking about the prep that you did.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah, we were talking about the prep that you did in really these five different areas. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and you know the physical, you could talk about this, like the physical prep that you did. You know, you've been an athlete and been athletic, and
yes, I've been very active pretty much my whole life.
Whole life.
So even before getting pregnant, you know, working out, running, yoga, and then through pregnancy, I was very blessed to have a healthy pregnancy. No real complications or issues.
Yeah.
So I kept working out the same, you know, ate well, nourished my body, did yoga, ran a 10K at like 7 months pregnant. I kept running until about 36 weeks pregnant.
So, yeah. So physically you were getting it.
Yeah,
I mean,
physically that was easy. And that's something that we've actually heard as a theme and a similar connection with a lot of the home birth moms we've talked to, is that physically pregnancy and even birth to an extent was easy. I guess I say easy carefully, like easy, but more simple, I guess, to deal with.
It surprised a lot of people
to wrap their heads around what surprised them.
Just the, you know, for example, we don't always hear moms describe it as painful.
Right. Okay. That's surprising. Oh, yeah. I can do this.
Well, yeah. For me as a man, I'm like, that shit wasn't painful. Like, it looked like it could have been painful, but you know, you would describe it as pressure or discomfort, but you wouldn't necessarily describe it as pain. And that's what a lot of the other moms were saying as well. And it just goes back to the physical prep that you did.
Right. And the other part, though, that's so huge that you don't hear a lot as much in the mainstream pregnancy preparation and prenatal care is like the emotional work.
Yeah.
And the mental practice to go through to get to birthday. I mean, that's like so much, because birth is really like a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done any work around that or any preparation, it can be very jarring, I would imagine, and very like,
there's the emotional aspect of it, the mental aspect, a lot of spiritual possibility with birth. And what one of the things that we've heard from a number of moms, I mean, we remind me of her name, we just interviewed her, and she talked about the emotional work that she did starting in like month three of
being pregnant.
Emily. She was just talking about like she realized that she didn't have it all together the way she wanted to. And so she got real intentional about working on the emotional aspect, and it helped her tap into that spiritual aspect. And I mean, that is a pattern that we hear time and time again with moms who choose to experience home or natural birth.
It is, yeah.
So what I wanted to do right now in this episode is to talk about the specific preparation that you did in those areas, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that, you know, really what helped you, so that some of the moms listening can consider doing those things and putting in those reps themselves to have the most amazing, beautiful birth that they possibly can.
Sure.
So what was it that you did? Actually, I don't know if all the listeners know this, that the other roles that you have, professional roles.
Right, yeah, we don't talk about it too much. We kind of keep it to the doing it at home scope.
But it's relevant to this conversation. Yeah, so yeah. Share with everybody, like, what it is you do.
What do I do? I'm a balanced lifestyle coach. So that started out a couple years ago as doing personal training. So the fitness piece, is, you know, we just talked about the physical.
Yeah.
And then evolving that over time to more of a one-on-one coaching experience of understanding who you are, what you're about, looking at your purpose and your mission, and connecting you with that so that you can live your most authentic, bold, fulfilled, expressed life. Yeah. And I do that mostly with women. And it's just about unleashing what I like to call the humble badass within you. And that process, what I do and I work with my clients on, is exactly what I did and went through myself. So what I'm doing with them is, you know, a direct extension of my journey and what's turned into my mission. I'm very passionate about helping connect people with their missions, because I believe when we do that, we inspire people around us to then, I mean, change the world in this like ripple type of effect. So that's what I do. And I do that, like I said, one-on-one with people all over the country, some local. And I've also extended that to provide that service for people who may not want one-on-one style coaching. And it's crafted on this process that I went through, this framework that I put together.
And so, full disclosure, what we're going to get into is the frameworks that Sarah has created for this concept of unleashing your humble badass. And we have an ebook and a course, you know, that you've put together, that I helped you put together.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that over the next like 10 minutes briefly, just go through it. But we want to, we want to be transparent that, yeah, this is something that you could buy. It's something that we've created that you could buy.
It's a product of ours.
It's a product. But also that if we talk about any products on this show, if we talk about any resources, these are things that we've vetted ourselves.
100%. I can't stress that enough, because moms, dads, whoever's listening, like, we know the value of a trusted resource, or, you know, as new parents, products or things that we're going to give to our child or potentially have her ingest, things like that. That matters a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I refuse to talk about anything or be sponsored by anyone on this show with something that I don't personally believe in myself or we haven't tried out on our own. Because that really matters to me. And so I just say that because we would not be talking about this if there wasn't a tie-in, if there wasn't relevancy, because it helped me so much. Like, yeah. this process, like, this is what created a powerful home birth experience for me. It really is. And it bleeds into every other aspect of my life. Matthew's in my marriage, my coaching, my work, my health, and how I conduct myself. It's all of that. It's. So that's the disclaimer.
And it was so on display when we watched the video. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what inspired this. Like, just watching that video and being like, damn, preparing for a birth, whether it's at home, a birthing center, in a hospital, preparing for labor and birth is so much more than physical.
Oh yeah.
So much more than physical, and so, you know, it's really relevant for you out there listening who are currently pregnant, are planning on having another child, are thinking about your first child. Like, these are things that you might want to consider doing in your preparation to have the most powerful, peaceful, joyful, just amazing birth that you possibly can. So we're going to breeze through this stuff really quickly.
Yeah, just give you a little taste. And if you want to learn more, we'll give you some links and places where you can access more to learn more about it.
Cool. So let's go through this process, this framework, which you call Unleash Your Humble Badass.
Okay, cool. So there's 8 parts to it. And we'll, you know, like Matthew said, we'll just kind of say each one and maybe like a sentence or two on them.
Cool. So what's the first part?
First one is owning what you stand for. And by that, it's looking at what matters to you and who you're about and what you value. And that's a huge thing as it ties into your birth and your birth planning, because what matters to you, what do you want to experience in it?
Yeah.
You know, this could be a very powerful visualization process for you and practice. I think about, there's this bodybuilder we were watching in some documentary, and he was talking about doing a big lift, like an insane lift. And he said, I've done this 1,000 times in my mind. This is just the 1,000th and one, and other people are seeing it now the way I've seen it 1,000 times.
That's cool.
That is so powerful. And so when you are really tapped into what you stand for and what you're about, birth is something that you've already experienced in your mind. Yeah. You're just playing it out now.
Yeah, and when you know what you stand for, like, when you're very clear on your values, like your personal values, it's going to come into play in all the decisions you make throughout your preparation, like who you're going to work with, your midwife, your doula, your doctor. It's going to come into play in the people that you want to have in the birth itself, present there, like who's going to be part of your birth team. It's super important to understand what you stand for, what's important to you, to make sure that there's alignment.
Yeah, and you find your voice. Yeah. And you access it and you use it. Yeah.
Cool. So that's one. What's number two?
Number two is uncovering and unleashing your superpowers. You're about to be a mama. That's a superpower in and of itself. But I'm also talking about acknowledging the things that you're innately gifted at, the things that you're talented at, the things that you're passionate about. That creates such a loving energy within yourself to prepare for baby and to then own yourself as an awesome mama and moving into that stage of utilizing those things to your advantage. Because, you know, we all have different styles in motherhood. But when you are cool with that and you love those things about yourself, then you're going to create an awesome experience in motherhood for you and for baby, because you love who you are.
Mm, yeah, it just helps you to own yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Love definitely. Yourself, you know, sort of shift and quiet and redirect those inner critic voices, you know, those thoughts that want to come up and self-sabotage. I mean, really, when you get clear on, you know, what you're gifted at, what you're really great at, what you've worked hard at, what you're passionate about, it just solidifies all those things that you can just be that badass.
Yeah. All
right, number three.
Number three is contributing to the world around you. So environment is a big piece of this. And if you are planning your birth, chances are you are heavily considering the type of environment where you're going to birth. And if you're a home birth mom or soon to be, you're focused on environment. Environment is super important to you. And, you know, you can kind of look at the birth planning process as this little microcosm for life. You know, how you go into your pregnancy and how you move into your birthing experience. There's probably a lot of synchronicities with that and other areas of your life. So it's about looking at all the environments you engage in externally, but as well as internally, and seeing what that means to you and how you maybe want to shift some of that or how you want to expand some of it. And that's going to play a huge part in how you create the space and create the environment for birth.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Awesome. Number four.
Number four is find your North Star.
This one's probably one of my favorites. Not my favorite, but yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm very passionate about mission and connecting people to their mission. And that's what this is. Your North Star is your mission. And if you're about to be a mama, you got a big mission ahead of you. You have a big why. And so it's just putting that down in simple, clear language for yourself so that you connect with your mission as you move into this incredible new stage of your life. And it's a mission for you.
Yeah, that's a huge part.
You and as a woman, child or no child, showing up for yourself first is so important.
Yeah.
And particularly now, if you are going to have a child, it's setting an example. Yeah, it's setting an example that I love myself. Yeah. I love myself so much so that I can be the best that I can be to love you and to take care of you, instead of modeling, you know, a martyr or someone who runs around frazzled and is frustrated by the things that I have to do for you now to sustain your life. You know, I'm empowered by it all because I know I love me first.
Yeah, and part of this section of what you do or of the course is about creating a personal mission statement.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of the moms and the families we talk to will do things like write affirmations.
And put them on the wall.
And put them on the wall. And, you know, these are words and phrases that when they read them, you get inspired and you feel empowered and you feel loved and filled up. But really, in my opinion, there's nothing that can do that quite like your personal mission statement.
That's so cool. And you know what? Baby number two, my mission statement's going up on the wall during birth. We didn't do that for Maya's birth, but that would be really cool. Or like have you read it to me or something. That would be amazing.
That'd Will you
really
share cool. your personal mission statement?
Yes, I would love to. So it is to be the humble badass, of course, in exquisite execution of balanced lifestyle, acknowledging and honoring my divine feminine source and owning my power to create, while intimately connecting to others through love, service, nurturing, and healing, exploring and being what's possible, attuned to the abundance of the universe, and answering its call with a joyful and faithful heart.
Woo. Yeah. Now, it's clear to me how having that, reciting that, seeing that during labor and birth would just help empower you.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, obviously in just every other aspect of your life. I have one too, and I want to share mine. You know, the personal mission statement is something that we've done many versions of.
Yes, that's the great thing. It can have iterations and all of this stuff, all of these pieces
can evolve
with you. Yeah. You know, like you're going to change as a person. And so that means your values will shift. That means the things about you that you love and your passions, like those are going to grow. That's what's so cool about it. This thing just travels with you.
It does. All right. So here's my personal mission statement right now. To play wholeheartedly and from a place of joy and peace. To love unconditionally with patience and understanding. To inspire completely through my authenticity, courage, and surrender. To live healthily, honoring my body temple, and to create with abundance and confidence. So that's what gets me up in the morning right now and gets me moving. And you know, that's, you know, the fourth part of your Unleash Your Humble Badass process. It is. All right, what's number five?
Five is being intentional as hell. The way to do that is to look at the roles that you have in your life, the things that you do, and what you want to do in those roles, what you want to achieve, what you want to create. And for women preparing for birth, preparing for home birth, you're about to add mom. Yes. I mean, you kind of already have. You are a mom, but you know,
you're pregnant, the
next level of mom role is about to enter your life. And it can be really easy to dive right into the role of motherhood and just stay there and ignore all other roles. Yeah. I know that because I've experienced some of that pull.
Especially that role of me.
Right. Me. Yeah. Myself.
that's who a
I
role.
Am. Yeah. Who I am for me, who I am for Sarah. But thankfully for myself, I had my roles very clearly drawn out as I went through this experience. And so then on the other side of birth, you know, I have reminders for myself daily to be active in each of my roles. And yeah. that keeps me integrated. It keeps me balanced. It's a holistic approach to all of the parts of me. And it's sustainable. It's a sustainable approach.
And you know, what just popped in my mind is that, you say you set reminders for things you can do in each of those roles, but yes. you and I, we've been a part of an accountability group for the past 3 years. And, one of the things that we do in those groups is that we set goals for ourselves every week. We set a goal for self, others, and life. And many times those goals will fulfill different roles, right?
Like
your self goal is obviously for you. Your other's goal is going to be for somebody else, and it's typically a role that you're in, you know, your role as sister or wife or daughter or friend, whatever it is, you're doing something. And so all I'm saying really is, you know, understanding what your roles are and being very clear as to what, you know, the priority of those roles are, the ranking of them really, and then the energy you want to put in each of them, and then just making a small commitment to do something in those roles is such a powerful way of maintaining that sense of self once you become a parent and maintaining that feeling of balance, right? Like you aren't all this. I'm not just dad, right? I have all these other areas that I contribute to that fulfill me, and same with you.
Yeah.
All right. So that was number five. What's number six?
Turning fear into magic. And I love this one because... Yeah. Magic is your ability to transmute that fear, to shift it into something awesome. And what experience, I wouldn't say it has a lot of fear around it, or can potentially,
yeah.
if you let it in from other people, is pregnancy and birth. And birth. Home birth on top of that can have a whole lot of fear around it that people want to throw at you.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of being this humble badass that I talk about is acknowledging fear, thanking it for showing up, and then doing something else with it. Turning it into magic, turning it into gratitude, being grateful for something showing up that has you wanting to create something different.
Yeah, that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is something I talk about a whole lot on my other podcast, Having It All. But it's what happens when you're faced with a crossroad of a fearful decision or a play small decision. Because normally that fear is your ego, right? It's that ego feeling like it's about to get squashed. And so you have an opportunity to experience a breakthrough when you step into those fears. And so I like that you have this as part of your framework, turning that fear into magic, which is, you know, stepping into that fear and experiencing that breakthrough and then being like, wow, I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm able to do it.
And magic is a word we hear so much when we do these home birth story
yes.
interviews. Magic, sometimes that's just all, that's the only word there is to describe what this experience is. And magic is totally a part of the process I went through, acknowledging it in my life. Because when you acknowledge magic in your life, it just shows up more in droves.
Yeah.
So lots of birth magic.
All right. What is number seven?
Addressing your body vehicle. And I'm just going to go through that real quickly because we already kind of talked about this at the beginning that, you know, birth is not just a physical experience. So you are not just a physical being. There's a mental piece to you, an emotional, a spiritual, a social, and physical as well. So there's, you know, five wheels to this body vehicle that I'm talking about here. And addressing and looking at all five of those wheels while you're pregnant and moving into your birthing process is huge.
Huge. Huge. Like the way that I like to think about this is, you know, imagine you're a car,
yep.
right? And you've got the mental steering wheel and then the four tires of physical, emotional, social, and spiritual. And imagine you're just cruising down the road and one of those tires is deflated or one of those tires is overinflated. Like, what happens to your ride? Your ride's no longer smooth. It's correct. Now bumpy, yeah. And, you know, it's uncomfortable. And that's what happens if you're cruising through life, you know, and your physical wheel is just, or your mental wheel is non-existent, or your spiritual wheel. And so, you know, I think that this is so super relevant for moms and dads and partners, making sure that you've got all five wheels on your car, and then making sure that they all have air in them, and that they aren't overinflated, but it's, you know, there's balance, and that you're putting that time and energy into those different wheels.
I love that you just said the B word, one of my favorite B words. Ooh. Because the last one, number eight, is finding your balance in the midst of chaos. We could just call it chaos. It may not always be chaos, or you might not relate to it as chaos, but, you know, birth and the things leading up to it, there's a lot of circumstances you are faced with, a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of things to surrender to accept.
A lot of things life throws at you.
Yeah, and that's going to continue beyond birth planning. You know, that's just life. Life is circumstances, you know, one after another, served up in whatever kind of fashion life
Oh, we've been feels. Hit with... Yeah, life has been interesting since baby Maya. We've had a basement flood. Mm-hmm. We've had a car fender bender. Mm-hmm. We've had...
Phone broke. Died out of nowhere.
Cell phone broke. And so all that stuff is life throwing circumstances our way. Right. And then you got to be able to kind of deal and manage and thrive in the midst of all that.
Right.
And find your balance.
How you can do that, though, how you can equip yourself for that is by putting in the reps. Yeah. The practice, you know, if you...
Beforehand.
So if you're, you know, your example, you're planning for birth, you do Lamaze or yoga to practice that breathing that's going to show up and be helpful for you in birth. So in life, do the things that are going to help prepare you for the life circumstances. You know, those things serve you in the great times when the waters are quiet, but they serve you even more when shit hits the fan, as we like to say. And shit's going to hit the fan in parenthood and in life.
And we can speak to that directly.
Yeah, equip yourself to manage yourself more effectively in that. And it's not going to be perfect, but you can roll with it more so than maybe if you weren't putting in the reps. And by reps, I mean your habits, the things that you're doing daily to support you in a healthy, badass life.
Well, you used the word equip yourself. And I love that word because it really summarizes what all of this is. These are tools, right? Like, this is a framework that you can use to unleash that humble badass and experience a little more peace, a little more joy, a little more fulfillment in your life as a parent, especially as you're preparing for that new role. But it's simply a tool. There's a lot of tools out there that you can use. This is one of them. And, you know, you, Sarah, as a balanced lifestyle coach, as a personal trainer, you've used this tool with so many of your clients. Like, this is the process you take your clients through. I've had the pleasure of being able to sort of catch some of those client conversations. Like, when I'm walking down the hall and you're on a phone call, I might just hang out by the door and listen and just hear how you're interacting with your clients. And I mean, it's amazing. It's incredible.
Thank you.
And so, you know, we were just, like I said, inspired by watching the home birth video yesterday and just really like, wow, there's so much more prep that goes into having an amazing birth experience. And amazing is relative, right? Like, you might have all sorts of circumstances that hit you in your birth, but you can still relate to it as amazing. You can still relate to it as a beautiful experience, even when stuff doesn't go your way.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this Unleash Your Humble Badass course is a huge part of that. So
it's a way to do it.
Yeah.
It's
a path to do that.
Yep. It's just one way, and it's one that's been amazing for me, and that's why I wanted to share it with you all, because we appreciate you all. And, you know, the doing it at home is like this family community we've created.
Yeah.
And, you know, the feedback we get from everyone, the love that we get, the moms we speak to on interviews, it's just created this new realm, this new space for love and empowered conversation. And so we're sharing it with you.
Yeah.
And what's the link that we want to share with them? You have it.
Yeah. So it's on your brand new website, sarahbivens.com.
A brand new website.
Yeah. We were working on that last night. So sarahbivens.com/badass.
Nice.
I like
that.
And they can go and, you know, you listening, you can go check it out. Check out the course. And then we'll also put links in the show notes to this episode.
Yes.
links to everything. And the show notes are over at diahpodcast.com.
And you can check us out, as always, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
At DIAH Podcast and Facebook. Doing It at Home is our page. And we've got some lives planned for you on both platforms. Once a week on both of them. So check us out.
Yeah, so we're doing, Facebook on Mondays.
Mondays, you and can find us.
Yep. Instagram on Wednesdays.
Instagram on Wednesdays, that's correct.
And, you know, the live videos are just little bite-sized nuggets of something awesome.
Stuff we might have talked about in the show and just want to reiterate, or something that maybe happened that day.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll just post the occasional impromptu dance party in our house, because those happen a lot.
Yeah. Now that you said that, we actually have to do that. All right. All right. Gonna brush up on our dance skills.
Cool.
Well, not me.
Oh. All right. That was slick. You're cute.
The look on Sarah's face right now is legit. So I guess there's no
rethinking my delicious.
Yeah, there's no adult time after this, huh?
You're doing the dishes.
I wish I could edit that comment the way that I could go back and edit this podcast. Damn.
All right, y'all, we're about to get out of here, but thank you so much for listening. We love you all. Yes. Keep sending us your questions, your stories. We love it all. We welcome it all, and we appreciate you greatly. So thanks.
Peace.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.